What I thought was very important, though, was the two things that seemed to motivate you to feel like you had to leave Shrigley. And I guess I'll just comment on the second one. You had been sick, you took communion, and you had vomited, and some of the host was in there, and people spoke of it as a sacrilege. And that so contraried you, it sent you into a spin.
I'm wondering if at this stage in your life, if that concept of sacrilege has any positive value for you.
Any positive value?
True. I mean, is the concept of sacrilege at all useful, or is that something that's receded from every spiritual point of view that you have currently?
Well, it's probably a word I have a trigger around. I guess the interesting point in your question, what is sacred and what is sacrilegious, that I tend to be so conditioned by the rigidity around the nature of defining the sacred and putting a wall between it and other formerly experiences that we call sacrilegious. I'm more interested in a fluid dialogue and conversation about what is really mutually sacred for us all.
That makes sense to me, and that's rather what I thought your perspective would be. I do wonder sometimes for myself if sacrilege in the life that I see around me in the United States might not be the way that we hold money or material goods in reverence, that might be the closest thing I can understand to my childhood concept of sacrilege. I grew up Catholic also.
Yes, I think that's an interesting perspective.